Hey, it's Aaron again from aaronsnotes.com. Thanks again for listening to my gut loss. This is day four, I believe. Yes, day four. And I appear to have lost weight. I have once again not been able to get to the place to weigh myself. I think I might just ditch work for like 15 to 20 tomorrow, hoping that the office I need to go to get weighed at will be empty, because otherwise there's no fucking way I'm going to be able to get weighed tomorrow either. And I think they're closed on the weekends. Huge bummer, really huge bummer. But, you know, I guess that's just how shit goes. Anyway, I feel a little lighter, which is pretty weird considering it's only been 4 days. Usually when I do this, I don't feel light. You know, I'd start feeling, well, actually, most of my attempts and previous successes, even the biggest success, like the first thing I started feeling was kind of like heavier or bulkier, but not like fat bulky. Kind of like, you know, like I'd been packed on a little bit of muscle, which I would also like to do, but that's not really a goal here. That's like, that would be nice. So losing the pounds, I need to check in to make sure that that's actually happened. Today was a little bit rough. I got super hungry towards the end of the day. We had like an event at work, so there was food around, and I probably would have gorged myself on it. I did have some, and I'm about to go make my dinner, and I'm contemplating cutting the dinner in half, but at the same time, this diet is very restrictive. And I'm really hungry again, so I'm not really sure if I necessarily have to cut it, especially since this diet is supposed to include these, like, supplements, these protein supplements, and I haven't had any of those, so I'm probably coming in under, but I don't really want to chance it too much, so I don't know. I think I'm going to look up what the supplements are and see, hopefully I can find them on the internet or something really close, and then kind of figure out calorically what it was. And then use, like, one of those calorie counting websites, like a Calorie King or something like that, and try to figure out how many calories I probably got from, you know, snagging some of this food. And I'm going to have to use that to try to plan a strategy for tomorrow, too. I completely forgot about this. Not only is tomorrow this big gentlemen's club event at night, but the daytime, work is having another event. This one's a fun one. You know, it's like a massive... I don't know what you call it, like a company, like a department. Everyone in this group, giant-ass picnic with, like, fun and activities and just a shitload of food. It's catered food, so it's never, like, super delicious, but it's usually stuff that's pretty all right. And, you know, like, it's like the same burgers that you get at any company catered event. It's kind of like a slightly better than... public school burger, or at least public school when I went to it. Maybe they've gotten better, maybe they've gotten worse, I don't know. So, it's like that. They'll probably have some hot dogs. They never have, like, brats, which is a huge bummer. The last one of these events they had, that was for the whole company, actually had shrimp, and the shrimp wasn't too bad. Probably could have used a little extra something, but yeah, it wasn't too bad. Sometimes they have pulled pork, but the pulled pork never has barbecue on it, which is a plus, because that barbecue is super delicious, but it's a waste of fucking calories. So, yeah, maybe that's something to think about. So I'm going to see. I kind of know what they almost always have there. I already know things to avoid, like the potato salads and macaroni salads. I love those things, but, you know, you'll never really know what kind of calories we're talking about in those, and they're never good for you. They're only good for you if you need, like, if your calories to other nutrients ratio that you're trying to go for can be calorie heavy. That's the only time that they're really good for. Otherwise, it's just they're just fucking super delicious, and you just want to stuff them down your pants, because whatever, because that's how I eat, I guess. But they're definitely going to be fruits and vegetables, and we have a pretty large Hindu contingent. I'm pretty sure that we have a pretty big Muslim contingent. And we also have, like, you know, people of all different ages and walks of life. So there are vegetarians, so there will be vegetarian dishes, and that's just the way it is. So maybe I can hover around that area, because you probably could get fat off of just vegetables, but I've never known anyone to get... I don't know any vegetarians that are fat. None. Unless they started out fat. And, you know, Bill Clinton's looking pretty good these days. But then again, he looked good even when he was fat. So maybe that's not really fair. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks again for listening. Aaron's notes got lost. I can't wait to get weighed in so I can have an official, unofficially, weighing in on the scale at work. I've dropped a bit. But who knows, really, because first off, I'm not weighing in at any of these places, like, naked. It's not like back in wrestling, and it's not like, you know, slinking up to it and dropping my towel, you know, when I hop on the scale when I was in the military or some shit. It's not like the doctor's office. It's like one of those super mega specialty scales that, like, figures out how much water's in you and tries to calculate your fat ratio and all that shit. It tries to, like, exclude, you know, bones and organs and all that jazz. But that's, like, out in the hallway of this office. And at work, it's in, like, the dude's bathroom, but it's also a public bathroom, so I'm not talking if I can take clothes off. And so, you know, I definitely, even if I were to take clothes off, I would keep the shoes on, because everyone's gnarly-ass shoes and probably some people's gnarly-ass feet have been on that. So I ain't doing that. But yeah, according to that thing, it's like one of those old school doctor scales, so it's probably fairly accurate, but at the same time, it also probably needs to be calibrated. Although if it hasn't been oddly thrown out of calibration over the last week, then I have lost weight. So that's great. We're just going to keep going with this, and shit should work out, and great. And let's hope that I don't totally fuck it up tomorrow. That even if I do, though, you know, I think that's going to be my biggest trouble as far as this goes for this weekend. I think the rest of the weekend is going to be just fine. So thanks again for listening, aaronsnotes.com. I should really just stop saying the website. How the fuck else did you find this place? This is not the radio. It's not like I need to reset. Thanks for listening.